A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 20 through 35. When it was evening, Jesus reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out together to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered him, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And the disciples said the same. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Wayne Schwietzo, Zion Lutheran Church, Gordonville, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the rite of confirmation, there is a question that we ask all of our confirmants. The question is this: do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And the answer that the confirmants are expected to give is this: I do, by the grace of God. We answer this way with the best of intentions. But do we really understand what we are saying? Do we really grasp what it means to suffer all things, even death, rather than fall away from the faith? This is one of the problems that Peter faced in the reading for today from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. It was the night in which our Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed into the hands of sinners. During the eating of the Passover meal with his disciples, Jesus had revealed to them that one of them would betray him. That one, of course, was Judas. Jesus also told them that all of them would be made to stumble that night because of him. This would be the fulfillment of the prophecy, "I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." As soon as Jesus had said these things, Peter replied, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." And when Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter replied, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And yet we know what happened. Not only did Peter run for his life along with the other disciples when Jesus was arrested, he also denied even knowing him, not once, but 3 times. So much for his boasting. So much for his promise to suffer all, even death, rather than deny his Lord. And we are no better than Peter. How often do we deny that we even know Jesus? We may not deny him in the same way that Peter did, openly and vehemently, even calling curses down upon his own head. But still, we deny him. We deny him when we do not speak up for him in front of those who are making fun of him. We deny him when we are not willing to let others know that we believe in him. We also deny him whenever we do what is wrong in his sight. For to do what is wrong in the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ is the same thing as declaring, "I do not know him." No, we are no better than Peter. But thanks be to God, Jesus is. Even though Jesus knew that Judas would betray him, even though Jesus knew that Peter would deny him, even though Jesus knew that we would deny him, not merely once, but many times, still he went to the cross for us all. As we read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Because God so loved the world, we know that he also loved Judas. We know that he also loved Peter. And we know that he also loves you and that he also loves me. He showed his love for us when he went to the cross. There he suffered for us and there he died for us. There he made atonement for all of our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. And on the third day he rose again from the dead, the first fruits of the resurrection, and the guarantee to all who believe in him that as he rose again from the dead, we too shall rise again to live forever with him. And he continues to show his love for us to this very day. On the night in which he was betrayed, he instituted for us that New Testament meal that we call Holy Communion. In it, he gives us his own body, together with the bread, and in it he gives us his own blood, together with the wine, the very body that he gave into death for us, and the very blood that he shed on the cross for us, for the forgiveness of our sins. And as he does so, he not only grants that forgiveness to us, but he also reminds us in a special way of the love that he has for us. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for us, and on the third day, he took it up again. As a redeemed child of God, we are to show that same love that he has shown to us, both to one another and to him. And one of the ways that we show our love for him is by keeping the promises that we have made to him. When we were confirmed, we promised to suffer all things, even death, rather than fall away from him. May God grant us his grace to do so. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Wayne Schwietzo for today's meditation on God's Word.